Cultivating God's Garden, April 10. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God. Man, fallen man, may be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that he can prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God. How does he prove this? By the Holy Spirit taking possession of his mind, spirit, heart, and character. The rubbish of questionable principles and practices is to be swept away. The Lord desires the mind to be renovated, and the heart filled with the treasures of truth. Truth has a power to elevate the receiver. It has a sanctifying influence upon mind and character. Only by a continual improvement of the intellectual as well as the moral powers can we hope to answer the purpose of our Creator. A Christian should possess more intelligence and keener discernment than the worldling. The study of God's Word is continually expanding the mind and strengthening the intellect. There is nothing that will so refine and elevate the character, and give vigor to every faculty, as the continual exercise of the mind to grasp and comprehend weighty and important truths. The human mind becomes dwarfed and enfeebled when dealing with commonplace matters only, never rising above the level of time and sense to grasp the mysteries of the unseen. The understanding is gradually brought to the level of the things with which it is constantly familiar. Man need not cease to grow intellectually and spiritually during his lifetime. We are to cultivate the talents given us by God. They are His gifts, and are to be used in their right relation to each other, so as to make a perfect whole. God gives the talents, the powers of the mind, man makes the character. The mind is the Lord's garden, and man must cultivate it earnestly in order to form a character after the divine similitude.